न साधयति मान जुग न शांत धर्म उद्धव न साध्याय तपस्या यथा भक्ति नमोजिता। इफ यू वांट गॉड कृष्णा देन देयर इज नो अदर वे एक्सेप्ट दिस डिवोशन एंड सर्विस। Neither joke, neither philosophical speculation, neither ritualistic performances, nor study in the Vedic literature, neither penance, austerities, all these formulas which are recommended for transcendental realization, they may help us to advance to a certain extent, but if you want personal touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you have to adopt this devotional service, Krishna consciousness. There is no other way. So Lord Chaitanya has given evidence from Srimad Bhagavatam, he is giving भक्ता हमिकया गाह्य शुद्धात्मा प्रिय तथा भक्ति पुनाकी मन निष्ठा तपाता अतिसंभवा। There is another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Lord says, the same chapter in which Lord Krishna instructed Uddhava. Uddhava was also one of his cousin brothers in the family. He was a great devotee, Uddhava. He was more advanced than Arjuna. There are different grades of devotees. The first class devotee is the gopis, the dancers of Vrindavan. Nobody could be compared with their devotional service. So, next were Uddhava, then Arjuna. There are different grades of devotees also. So, Uddhava was also a great devotee and Lord. And he was also instructed similarly, just like Arjuna was instructed. So, the Lord says to Uddhava, Bhakta ham ikaya grahya. Ikaya. Simply by devotional service. One. This one method. God is one and to achieve Him, the process is also one. Just like in your body, there are many folds, nine folds. Nine folds. These two nostrils, three ear, two eyes, one mouth, and genital and evacuation is nine holes. So, if you want to supply foodstuff within your body, that is the one way, this is the mouth. There is no other. You cannot push the foodstuff to your ears or eyes or your genital. No, that is not possible. Therefore, similarly, if you want God, then the one way, Bhakta Aham Ikaya, the foolish person says that whatever path you may go, he'll go to God. There are certain aspects who say like that. But this is misleading. Completely misleading. You cannot having to say reach God by any other means except this means, this bhakta aham ikaya. It is clearly said that ikaya, ikaya means only one. There is no second process. And the Bhagavad Gita also, it is stated, you will find in the 18th chapter, bhaktyamāma vijānāti yāvān jasyāmi tattvatah tattvatah. Tattvata means in fact. So, impersonal conception of Godhead, localized conception of Godhead, or universal form of Godhead, pantheism, monism, they are not perfect. If you want to know perfectly, then bhakti, it is stated in everywhere, all the religions. Evidentially, in Bhagavad Gita, it is stated before us, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere we find this only way that devotion is studied. Vatyanava Vijanati Javan Jatyan Tattva. Tattva means in fact. Partially you can know. That's all. And complete. Of course, God cannot be known in complete. But the highest point a human being or a living entity can reach, of that the only process to be bhakti. Bhakta hamitaya gaya sadhyatma priyatma. Bhakti, that process of devotional service is very dear to the actual transcendentalist. Very dear. Bhakti punasi manmishtha. To know simply, I believe in God. That is not sufficient. The ultimate goal is to attain a very intimate relationship or love of God. That is the question. Of course, to know, to believe in God, to accept God, that is all right. It is better than the atheist. But that is not end. You must develop yourself. You should not simply make God as your order supplier, but you should be order supplier. When I become order supplier to God, that is my question. And so long I keep God as my order supplier, that is my bhakti. Generally, people keep God as his order supplier. Oh God, give us our daily bread. Oh God, I am in distress. Oh God, I am in difficulty. Oh God, I am... God supplies that. God is supplying. Eka bhunam vidadati kama. But that is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is that you should supply God. God will be dependent on you. That is what. Just like Jasrama, he was so advanced in devotion that God became dependent on her. God appeared as his child. As a child always became, he always remains dependent on the mercy of the mother. Similarly, Krishna before his foster mother, Jasrama, just like dependent. Mother says, my dear child, if you become more naughty, then I shall chastise you. And God is crying, you see. These are the relationship between God and the devotee. You see. One who chastises the whole universe, whole creation, he is afraid of his mother. He becomes dependent. And he likes. It is said in the Shastra, that when my devotee sees me dependent on him, I like that. People always worship God as the sublime, but the devotee, they do not worship. They want to serve God as dependent, just like mother serves the child as dependent. There is no purpose. The mother is satisfied simply by keeping the child in perfect order. Yes. There is no purpose. Similarly, when we shall be inclined to see that he is always satisfied, that is it. Duncan, I'm calling your grip. God is so kind. Krishna is so kind. But he becomes just a devotee. Nobody can conquer him. But he becomes conquered by this kind of devotion. Certainly. A devotee becomes him. He becomes conquered. This is the process of conquering. What is the use of becoming one with God? You can conquer him. You can have him within your grief. Such is the process of devotion. It is stated here. Apai, therefore, Lord Chaitanya concludes, Apai bhakti Krishna prapte rupa. Therefore, if you want Krishna, then bhakti, the devotion itself is the only way. Apai bhakti Krishna prapte rupa, avidya bolitare sattva shastra. Avidya means, that is the transaction. So, in this life, while we are in the material world, so we have our material body. But this emotional service, Krishna consciousness, in everything in Krishna consciousness, this is just like, this called apprenticeship, to reach that higher stage. The same thing will be there in your liberative stage in the spiritual kingdom. And here, by the order of the shastra, by the guidance of the spiritual master, you are being trained as an apprentice. This is called avidya. Avidya. Practice. Practice. But even in practice, we see that I am in practice. Avidya. Avidya. ধন পাইলে যেইছে সুখ ভোগ ফল পায় সুখ ভোগ হইতে দুঃখ আপনি পলায় সেইছে ভক্তি ফলে কৃষ্ণা প্রেম উপজায় প্রেমে কৃষ্ণা সাধ হইলে ভবন ভেরি ইম্পর্টেন্ট প্যাসেজ জাস্ট নোট ইট টু কেয়ার ফুল নাও বাই অ্যাপ্রেন্টিসশিপ বাই প্র্যাকটিস হি ওয়ান সিনসিয়ারলি ফলোজ ইট প্র্যাকটিস Then, what is the result? The phone pile is eight years to go, bhaga fall apart. It's like a poor man. If he gets sufficient money, then at once his all distress is over. At once, immediately. Simultaneously. As soon as the sun is in the sky, at once the darkness is gone. Just in the morning. Little, not sun directly, but even there is sunshine far away, is immediately the darkness goes. I am in distress, I am in poverty system. Suppose I get immediately some large amount of money, or immediately my distress comes. Exactly like that, and on pile it is sukham halo fall pile. Then automatically he becomes happy. And a poor man when he gets money. Similarly, as soon as we have little test of the devotional service, at once all our miserable life becomes happy. At once? Yes. Sukabhav haite dukha apanipala. And if there is happiness, where is the question of misery? If there is life, where there is question of darkness. So, a person in Krishna consciousness, he cannot be in distress of material misery. It goes automatically. Pray shame bhakti bhale Krishna praying for that. Similarly, by execution of this devotional service, gradually we develop love of God. Lama. And prema Krishna sadhvaile bhavanat. And as soon as you get a taste for Krishna, you at once lose all these nonsense tests, culminating into sex life. The material test Man, we want to gratify senses in so many ways. And the supermost point is Krishna. As soon as you get into touch with Krishna and you develop Krishna love, all these nonsense finish. Then you will do it. And so long you are attached, even to your things of material test, there is no question of liberation from material world. You have to continue this transmigration from one body to another. And body needs material being. The material body needs material being. You may get the body of a king, or you may get the body of Brahma, or Indra, Chandra, or the ant, or the insignificant animal, any body, any material body, that is meant for misery. Misery. Tapaprasa. Threefold material misery. And besides the threefold miseries, ultimately, birth, death, old age and disease. So, to develop love of Krishna means that is real liberation. And that love of Krishna begins after many, many births of cultural life, Bhavanam Janmanam, see? Vasudhi Vipadunithi Samahamasudhullava. When one surrenders unto Krishna, that is the beginning of his real life. And as he makes progress, then he realizes, several times, it's just this one. Adhusratha. First thing is that I must get myself out of this material contamination. That is called Sraddha. In this very life, I shall realize this Sraddha, this belief, and this determination, as you make more and more perfect, you make it more. Not as official, not as make so, but really, sadhu sraddha, kato sadhu sangha. Then, as you are determined, so your taste for associating with devotees, just like we are now associating with Lord Krishna's, Lord Chaitanya's teaching, is a great devotee. This is called sadhu sangha. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya. Then, bhajana kriya. How to execute. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, you gradually know what is the bhajana kriya. How to execute devotional service. That is the term later on. Tata anasthane sishya. And as soon as your devotional service is prescribed, duties are discharged, you become free from all material contamination. That is the test. Tatarakshanavitisha, satunishtha, then you become parmikandhi, parmikandhi means satunishtha, saturuchi, then taste, tatashakti, then you cannot give it up at any circumstances, cannot give it up. Tatashakti, satubhava, then you become fully in samadhi, in trance, sadhatana, then primo. This is the, these are the steps of attaining love of God. Love of God is not bad. You can immediately go and purchase from the market, in the store. You have to practice. The love is there, within you. It is not artificial, neither an imposition by some person. No, it is already there. If you finally become submissively hearing this, by hearing only. And if you practice, it will be very nice and quickly because so hearing and practicing. Devan mukhihi jivahadu. Kitan, savanam kitan jivahadu. Devan mukhihi jivahadu. This tongue, especially men's tongue. The tongue ganz in die Engels. Jews. All ganz in die Engels. And glorify. That is one business. And ganz in die Engels for eating a Krishna Prasad. These two things. Chanting and eating. That is Sivanuti Vivharu. As soon as you submissively engage your tongue, you see the technique. And no other body, no other part. The tongue has been especially mentioned. And what is the business of tongue? I am speaking of the help of tongue. If there is no tongue, I could not talk with you. And another, I test. Engage your testing capacity of the tongue in Krishna Prasad and engage your tongue in talking of Krishna, then the Jesus Christ. Simunuki Jivaru, Swami Vastrasara, and as you engage them in this process, God is revealed to you. And you cannot order God, come please come, and we stand up, I can see you. He's not your servant. And you have to please him by your best attitude. Then he will reveal to you what he is. And that is what. That is what. Prince Bhakti Vale Krishna Prince Vata. If you execute the devotional service, then develop that now. And as soon as Krishna Prince Vata Vale, Bhavana fire. And as soon as you develop the more the proportionate way of you develop love of Krishna, love of God, proportionately you are free from this material contamination. When you are perfectly in Krishna love, you are perfectly free from material contamination. This is the way of liberation. Daridranas Bhavakhaya Prema Phala Noe. So one should not think that now I am materially happy. Oh, my all despair, my all poverty has gone by Krishna, by devotional service of Krishna. Or I have become liberated. No. These are byproducts. To become liberated and to become materially happy by prosecution of Krishna consciousness is a byproduct. You have to attend far that. And what is that? Prema Shuru. Oh. You shall be absorbed in love of Krishna. That is it. That is your thought. That's the ultimate goal of life. So we should not stop. Oh, now I am very happy. Now I have no material misery. I am liberated. And now this material contamination does not affect me. No. When he is being so much absorbed in love of God that I not taken the thought. Saptasa Pravishaitam Sannaitam Jagatvatmam Govinda Virayana. Govinda Virayana. So I am crying that my tears coming, there's torrents of rain from my eyes. Sannaitam Jagatvatmam, I am seeing everything better quite. Govinda Virayana. In separation of Govinda. That is highest freedom. Govinda Virahina. Just like in this material world, if you love somebody and it is dead and past and gone, you see everything vacant. Then the death of that Govinda Virahina. But we are foolish. We know that everything will be finished here. Why can I give so much attachment to this nonsense? Give your attachment to Krishna, he'll never be finished. So, that is love. We have to attain that state. Yes, that is the purpose of life. Thank you.